Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped. And it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it. I got along really well with him. Nobody was tougher in Russia. He would say that, but nobody was tougher in Russia. You never heard of Nord Stream. You never heard of all of the things that we did in terms of sanctions, so many sanctions. And I was loving the idea of taking them off. I would have loved to have taken them off as soon as they got their act together.
We got nothing. Putin got everything. This is straight from the Obama school of foreign diplomacy. You give your enemies everything they want as an opening salvo. You take away any leverage that you could possibly have, and then they mock you. And then you issue a press statement and you go home.
Yeah.
And that's what Biden did.
Yeah.
I don't think Americans really understand how big of a deal this Nord Stream pipeline was. I had a great text on this earlier about how Putin, controlled, or Russia, I should say, has for years controlled the Soviet satellite states and did during the time they were the USSR because they controlled all the pipelines to them. And so what Russia has done historically is they just shut the fuel off to get the upper hand in negotiations, right? So that's why Trump put the sanctions on Russia and Germany over Nord Stream, because Russia was going to get two things. They're very valuable. They were going to get the ability for really a generation at least to have pretty complete control over Europe via the pipelines they're dependent on, because Europe doesn't really have its own sources of fossil fuel. And also the fact that Russia would then be able to demand that all transactions are conducted in rubles. This is a blow to the petrodollar, which will further weaken our dollar and drive inflation. So, I mean, you're literally, because Biden handed Putin Nord Stream, took the sanctions off. That pipeline wasn't going forward. Took the sanctions off, handed Putin Nord Stream. He not only dealt a blow to our dollar at a time when we are facing some pretty scary inflation problems, in other words, causing more inflation. You literally will have to pay at the store more because Biden did this. He handed it to Russia, and he didn't even bother to get the U.S. Marine out of prison. He gave away 100% of his bargaining power, weakened the dollar, put Russia in the driver's seat over Europe for a generation. And Vladimir Putin, I mean, you could tell he could hardly keep from laughing. There's really nothing to talk about once this all started, because Biden had given up all of his leverage. And I said this earlier, Lee, the only way that a person can make logical sense of this, because you know the Democrats don't like Russia. The only way you can make logical sense of it is that the Democrats hate America more and want to do grievous damage, to our fossil fuel supremacy, to our dollar. And that's why they did this, because there's no other reason. The Democrats have done nothing but tell us how dangerous Putin is. And the first thing Biden does is put him in the driver's seat over Russia, over Europe. So why would you do? The only reason you could hurt America.
But not all Democrats hate Russia. I mean, that's where Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon.
That's true. And Jen Psaki, you remember, loves Russia.
Yeah.
So maybe that whole hating Russia thing was just fake. I don't know. But Biden put him in the driver's seat. And what was bizarre yesterday was, having given up all leverage to Putin, Putin won before he went. Honestly, I don't know why Putin bothered to show up. There was nothing left to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was already mission accomplished
already. It was mission accomplished, right?
You should have had a big banner up there.
Trump and Pompeo are tearing their hair out, right? I mean, because remember what Trump did? One of the most historic things, I mean, it gave me chills. Trump went to the former, you know, to Eastern European countries, some of the former Soviet satellite states that were brutally repressed by Russia. And that was where he started with his speeches. And remember, he cut he cut fossil fuel deals with them to buy the fossil fuel. Remember that?
Yeah.
To get them out of Russia's sphere of influence. It was one of the reasons that America, you know, had done so well, was becoming a chief exporter. What Biden just did was say, no, give it all back to Russia. No, take it.
Exactly.
Take it. So this scuttled all those deals. There is no reason for them to buy, for instance, natural gas off our tankers now that Nord Stream pipelines will run down into Europe, and they're going to branch it off into all of the country. So it's not just going to be Germany. Germany is just the route into Europe, and they're going to branch it off like a circulation system. It's going to be in Poland. It's going to be in all these places. It's going to give Russia an incredible amount of power.
You know what? The reality of the Trump policies in Europe was actually quite progressive, because what he was doing was making relationships and setting up economic circumstances so that those former Soviet satellite nations would become strong allies of this country
and could
independent
be free.
Sovereign nations.
Yes.
Exactly.
Free of Russian influence.
That was progressive.
Yes.
And what we are doing now is going back to the old Cold War stuff. That's exactly what they're doing here. Biden is saying, hey, you want all these countries back? Here, take them. We're not going to fool with this. We're going to sit back over here, pretend we're into NATO and all of our former European Western allies, and we're just going to sit back fat, happy, and rich, and you go ahead and take all that. And it's not that the U.S. was wanting to control those countries or to occupy them. We wanted them to be free and sovereign nations, both diplomatically, militarily, and most importantly, economically. So that they could set their own agendas, so that they could put their own countries first.
And Trump gave speech after speech after speech about this, projecting American power through wealth. So what does this mean? We get rich by having fossil fuel supremacy. It's good for us, but it also projects freedom into the world and gives these former republics the ability to buy from us. So he had cut those deals. Biden scuttled them. You only do that if you hate America and you want to hurt us.
He did it without firing a shot or starting any new wars.
Uh-uh.
The Trump administration is the first administration in decades that did not start a war, whether Democrat or Republican, did not start a war.
It's heartbreaking to watch that all torn down. It's heartbreaking for those countries, and it's heartbreaking for the U.S. It's heartbreaking for our industry. And, I mean, the collective outcome of this is real damage to the petrodollar, which is damage to our dollar, which increases inflation. It is hurting our ability to be a net exporter and the world's primary producer of fossil fuel, and knocking that back into the – I mean, Russia is going to surpass us now with these pipelines. It almost guarantees it. It kneecaps America on fossil fuel. I can't tell you how catastrophic this is. And I don't even think Fox News understands it, because they keep saying, well, it's just so weird that he shut down the Keystone, but he's given Vladimir a law. You know, he lifted the sanctions, given Vladimir a pipeline. So, Lee, you can't even look at this and make sense of it from a green perspective.
No.
It's absolute hypocrisy.
Well, nothing about the green deal makes any sense, because they're on one hand pretending that they're saving the earth, but on the other hand they're involving and getting the economy turned to an industry and a process of energy electrification that is just as damaging to the environment as fossil fuels are, if not more.
Let me talk to you trolls right now. Nobody in the last decade, I think I can say decade, has done more to advance the use of fossil fuels than Joe Biden in the last few months.
Yeah.
So if you are a legit AOC green energy loving fool, then you ought to be very upset today. All these trolls who keep texting me, oh, Trump's controlled by Putin, your man's controlled by Putin. No, that'd be your guy. Look how he behaves. And here's the stunning thing. Where's AOC on the Nord Stream pipeline? Where's she on the Nord 2? I'm sorry, I say Nordstrom. I'm already shopping in my head.
Yeah.
Where's AOC on the pipeline? Where's she? She thinks she'd be upset about this, but she's not. And that's because this is about ending American jobs, making sure that we do not lead the world in production of fossil fuels, and it's also about making sure You know, that we are poor, quite frankly, that we don't have economic supremacy. We cannot project freedom into the world. There is no other way to look at this. There is no other logical thread that ties it all together. So what you could conclude this morning, Joe Biden gave a rip about global warming, and he is the biggest fossil fuel advocate in the world. He just wants Russia to reap the profits, not us.
No
other way you can look at this. And it's amazing that the left doesn't grasp this. Not even their followers, the sheep. I mean, can you not see the big pipeline? You see the big pipeline right there? Where do you think the stuff in the pipeline's coming from? Out of the ground. You don't care? Well, don't send me a text about climate change. You forfeited your right. You have no authority, moral authority. But they don't seem to care. It's so weird. There's another really weird thing about this, Lee. Okay, I want to go back and just very quick. Biden made a big issue of the Russian hacking for the Colonial Pipeline, right? Okay, let me just read you the headlines from the time, okay? Because this was fake, too. This was very astroturfed of Biden. This is May 10th, 2021. Headline, Biden says no evidence Russian government, NBC News, was involved in the pipeline hack. Yes, the hackers, he claims, were Russian. But the Russian government wasn't behind it. Headline, Washington Post, this is Cybersecurity 202. This is the headline. Biden says the Russian government was not involved in the Colonial Pipeline hack. Here's The Hill. Biden says Colonial Pipeline hackers were not government backed. So why did he even bring this up?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the hacking by the Russians. You mean the hacking you said didn't happen? By the Russian government? That hacking? Why are you even talking about this? It's like they had to have a fake issue to discuss because Biden's already given the house away. And the driveway. And the highway in front of the house, and the bridge leading to the highway in front of the house, and quite frankly, the whole state, and all of Europe. So, I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up in the next segment, probably the most astonishing audio clip of the entire Biden foreign trip debacle. I had to listen to it twice. He pretty much invites China to unleash another virus on the country. It's not the first time his administration has done it, by the way. It's the second. And I am surprised this isn't the clip everybody's talking about. But we'll get into that in the next segment. It's Must Hear Radio. But first, that guy, Hunter Biden, what a guy. And Joe Biden says Hunter is the smartest guy he knows. And, you know, I'm not surprised by that. Do you know the artist Andy Warhol? Like, very famous paintings, right? They're very American classics. You probably think of one off the top of your head, right? Do you realize Hunter Biden, he just started producing paintings. And wouldn't you know, his paintings are now selling for almost as much as Andy Warhol's? Yeah. It's this guy's great. This guy has, Hunter Biden has investing skills that surpass even Warren Buffett's. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, borrowed $50,000 from one Chinese businessman, turned it into $200 million in investments with other Chinese businessmen who just, you know, coincidentally connected to the Chinese Communist Party. But I'm sure there was nothing to that. And he did it in less than 2 years. I mean, Warren Buffett should study this guy because he has done this all the while addicted to drugs, he says in his book. Sometimes doesn't even know where he is. And yet he is able. He has investing skills surpassing even Warren Buffett's, and painting skills almost up there with Andy Warhol. You know, one of the great things about painting? Paintings, the mafia knows this. They did this for many years. It's a great way to launder money. No, I'm not accusing Hunter of doing that, although he is under investigation for money laundering by the FBI. But I mean, I'm sure he's not doing that with the paintings. Yeah. So for comparison, Fox Business pointing out that his paintings are selling for just slightly less than, a little bit less than Andy Warhol's, at about $500,000 a pop. Andy usually gets around seven. Well, he's dead, but those who sell his work. So, I mean, this guy, Hunter Biden, man, the talent. And all of this while addicted to the drugs. You'd think this would be the kind of thing, like, say, the FBI and the DOJ would look into at some point. But I'm sure it's all above board and all. You know what it tells you? I'll let Hunter explain, actually. He is a superpower. As a Biden. This guy, okay, he can't fly and he can't scale tall buildings, but he can use the N-word at will. Talk about how he doesn't want anything to do with yellow women, i.e. Asians. And no one even cares. This goes completely unreported. And he can commit crimes. Unbelievable crimes. Right in front of me, right out there. Right in front of the whole world. That, folks, I keep saying, that is a superpower. Can you imagine if you were immune from political prosecution because you had liberal privilege? What could you do? How much money could you make? I mean, look at this Fox Business article, and you know they're calling around and saying, you know, what is an artist? What are the top painters right now in the world making? What are they making? About what Hunter is, the top in the world. Like, who are life? Mm-hmm. Sounds totally legit. But then Hunter explained once, and it was weird. This is the eeriest, one of the eeriest audio clips, folks. It's from a Hunter's laptop that it turns out is not Russian disinformation, but is actually Hunter. And Hunter knows this. Do you remember? This is creepy. He actually records himself saying this. Who records themselves saying this? It's like he wants everyone to know. He's legally invincible. And he is, I mean, when you have the Secret Service, who by law isn't even supposed to be protecting you, and they're going around to gun shops covering up evidence of your crimes, your illegal purchase of guns, trying to intimidate the gun store owner to turn over any record of your purchase, which he's not legally allowed to do. Thank God that gun store owner was smart and didn't give it up. You're legally invincible. When you can leave your crack pipe in the front seat of the car when you turn the rental car in a few days before the election and face no consequences. When you can do this, well, I'll let Hunter explain to you. This is the eeriest clip of all from his laptop. What is the soul of a man, he says, who faces, can face, will never face any legal consequence? Can you imagine that kind of power?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? He knows it.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You see this? Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer star, not big here, but on the world stage, cost Coca-Cola $4 billion in 20 seconds. Yeah, so the UEFA, European Football Championships, happening right now. Coke is a major sponsor. So he's standing there taking questions, and they, like, you know, have two Coke bottles there, and I guess he's supposed to pick one up and drink it. Instead, he moves them off camera, holds up his water bottle, and says, agua, which of course means water in Portuguese. After he did that, shares of Coca-Cola dropped, reducing Coke's market value from $242 billion to $238 billion, a $4 billion loss. Couldn't have happened to a nicer company. Anyway, Moving on, I want you to hear this. This is a stunning bit of audio. When you put it together with the other audio from the Biden administration, if you listen carefully to what Biden said yesterday, and the Chinese will, his message from the beginning of this has been very carefully crafted, very subtle to the world. The U.S. has no intention whatsoever of holding China accountable for COVID-19 and no interest whatsoever. If we do not, other countries will not, because China projects tremendous financial influence, and they'll say, look, America's not doing anything. And they'll leave him alone. In fact, if you listen to the rhetoric out of Biden over these days, and I don't even know if he knows he's spewing it, he's just reading, you know, the notes. I told you one of the key things that he did was announce out of the clear blue. Oh, yeah, the biggest threat facing us. Keep in mind, we've just found out a bioweapon's been unleashed upon us. Deliberately or it leaked, doesn't matter. A weaponized bioweapon has just come from the very people who promised to use it as an economic weapon since 2005 to get the upper hand for a generation. I specifically said they would use a weaponized coronavirus. And then one hit at just the right time to take out the biggest threat to China's economy, Donald Trump. It's all very weird. Anyway, so we find this out, right? The whole world watches us learn this. And the big thing Biden says, first thing he says when he lands for the G7, oh, the biggest threat to us? No, not to weaponize coronavirus. No, we're cool with that. No, it's he calls it global warming. I think nobody told him they updated it. They call it climate change now. And he didn't even believe it when he said it. He said, no, y'all are going to think this is a joke. And I told you, that message was for China. It didn't actually have anything to do with climate change. He's projecting to the world by volunteering that China is not a threat. We're on board with China. We're going to ignore them. Well, the only reporter worth a darn at the whole place, Peter Doocy, didn't let Biden off the hook that easy. He said, we got dead Americans, got at least 30,000 dead Americans from this thing. They died purely of COVID. That's a bloodbath. You gonna, bother to bring this thing up with Chairman Xi? Mr. Biden, you gonna mention it? Listen to this. I'm taking a radio risk here. This is a long clip. I would not normally subject you to this. Biden dodges the question twice, so the answer is no. But at the end, listen to what he says. When asked, well, what are you gonna do? Oh, we're going to prepare for the next pandemic. What is Biden saying there? He's telling China. This is how it will be taken in China. No, I mean, we know they got 72 sites in their engineering, other bioweapons. And Mike Pompeo, our former CIA director, has been all over the news for 2 weeks telling us they're still working on the bioweapons. And we're fine with it. So they're going to, if they were to unleash another, we'd be cool. We're cool. They can unleash it. We'll just prepare this time. Folks, I am pretty sure at the end of this, Biden invited them to do it again. Now, that sounds crazy, but why wouldn't they? They love their dictatorial powers. They got to do everything they've ever wanted to do. They would love another one of these. Listen to this. It is one of the most extraordinary audio clips I have ever played. Listen to Biden dodge. First, he's not going to bring this up with Xi. He is not even going to mention this to Xi. Not even going to mention it. Human life, American life means nothing to Joe Biden. And then listen at the end. Well, what's your plan? Oh, we'll just welcome the next pandemic and be ready for it.
You've spoken many times about how you've spent perhaps more time with President Xi than any other world leader. So is there going to become a time where you might call him old friend to old friend and ask him to open up China to the World Health Organization investigators who are trying to get to the bottom of COVID-19?
Let's get something straight. We know each other well. We're not old friends.
Dodge.
It's just pure business.
So I guess my question would be, you've said that you were going to press China. You signed on to the G7 communique that said the G7 were calling on China to open up to let the investigators in. But China basically says they don't want to be interfered with anymore. So what happens now?
The impact, the world's attitude toward China as it develops. China's trying very hard to project itself as a responsible and very, very forthcoming nation, that they are trying very hard to talk about how they're taking and helping the world in terms of COVID-19 and vaccines, and they're trying very hard. Look, certain things you don't have to explain to the people of the world. They see the results. Is China really actually trying to get to the bottom of this? One thing we did discuss, as I told you, in the EU and at the G7 and with NATO, what we should be doing, and what I'm going to make an effort to do, is rally the world to work on what is going to be the physical mechanism available to detect early on the next pandemic and have a mechanism by which we can respond to it and respond to it early. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we need to do that. Thank you.
Dang. He won't even bring this up in defense of the country. All Ducey wants is, hey, you going to ask him to open China? Just ask. No, I'm not. So we're not going to put any pressure on him to not do this? No. Not going to put any pressure on him to investigate? No. What are you going to do? Oh, there'll be another one. We'll just prepare. What? How did China just hear that? You're not you. You're not even a Republican. You're not you. You're China. No consequences. Not even worth speaking up for the dead. Americans don't care. And, you know, we really wouldn't mind if you did it again. We kind of liked how it went. All that power we got, all that ability to discard election laws that protect against fraud and dictatorial powers we got. Now, if this was the first time Biden's administration had said something like that, that might be one thing, but it's not. It's the second. It's the second time they invited China to do it again. It said the only action they would take, the only one, would be to prepare for China to do it again. I'll play that coming up next. So I just played you the second most shocking Joe Biden clip ever. The first one, he defended Chairman Xi and said, yeah, like, you totally have to load dissenters onto cattle cars and ship them away. It's what everybody does. I mean, it's, you've got to have unity in China. But that one, Ducey asked twice, are you even going to bother to just, I mean, for 5 minutes, represent your country and, you know, kind of bring up the COVID thing with China and just say, hey, could you cooperate? Just ask. And Biden mumbles, well, you know, the whole world knows, they're, you know, they know that China's bad. Okay, well, yeah, we do. But are you going to mention it? Like, you going to, like, we are China's number one market, okay? We could crush their economy in 6 months if we wanted to through tariffs. If we said, hey, we're going to slap a 30% tariff, as Newt Gingrich suggested, on all of your goods till you open up China, let us inspect and shut down the 72 weapons labs that former CIA director Mike Pompeo told us this week are still making bioweapons. You go on, bring this up even. Just bring it up, Joe. Now the world knows China's bad. Okay, that's cool, but are you going to bring it up? No, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to prepare for the next pandemic. Okay, so what you just said to China was, this is so inconsequential to me. I do not care how many Americans you killed. And the only action I'm going to take is to assume you're going to do it again. Maybe welcome that. And I'm going to just prepare for your, you know, the next pandemic. Because it's coming. The shocking thing is, this is not the first time that the Biden administration has said this to China. No, we're cool. We're cool. No, we are so unaffected by COVID that we are just not even going to bring it up with you. And, you know, if you want to send another virus our way, we're cool with it. That's our plan. In fact, our only plan is to assume you'll do it again and just, like, you know, prepare. That is almost exactly what Tony Blinken said, our Secretary of State. Even liberal lunatic CNN reporter Dana Bash couldn't believe what she was hearing. She, like Peter Ducey, asked the question twice. Listen to Tony Blinken welcome the Chinese to unleash, without consequence, another bioweapon on the United States of America. Blinken did this too, and Biden echoed it yesterday. So this is Biden policy. This is not just Joe's half-demented, half-drugged, off-the-cuff bizarreness. Blinken has his faculties, and he said the same thing. Here's the Secretary of State.
You said at your confirmation hearing, Mr. Secretary, that you believe the Chinese government misled the world about coronavirus. Given that, and the millions of people, of course, who have died around the world, should China be punished for that?
The issue for us is to make sure that we do everything possible to prevent another pandemic, even as we're working through this one, or at the very least, to make sure that we can mitigate in much more effective ways any damage done if something happens in the future. And a big part of that is making sure that we have a system in place, including with the World Health Organization, that features transparency, that features information sharing, that features access for international experts at the start of something like this. And that's where I think China, like every other country, has real obligations that it needs to make good on. So I think what we need to be focused on is making sure we're protecting ourselves and protecting the world going forward.
That sounded like a no when it comes to repercussions for what happened in the past, and maybe even that's happening currently, which is the damage that is being done around the world because of this pandemic. No repercussions? No punishment?
Look, I think that we've got there's a report coming out shortly by the World Health Organization. We've got real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into that report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. But let's see what comes out in that report. But we do need to have both accountability for the past, but I think our focus needs to be on building a stronger system for the future.
No repercussions for COVID for China. No punishment. And we're not even going to bring it up with them. No, the answer, and this is what you're hearing there for him, the answer is we'll assume they're going to do it again. We'll just build a system for the future, for the next virus. Okay, forget your you. And just imagine for a minute, your Chinese Communist Party. You have vowed to unleash this weapon on the world to get economic supremacy. And the Democrats are telling you, we're not even going to bring it up in a phone call. And we'll just assume you're going to do it again. We're cool with that. We're totally cool with that. We're fine. We're good with that. In fact, we kind of enjoyed the last one. We got near dictatorial powers like you have. And to be really honest with it, we're really actually jealous of the Chinese Communist Party and the near dictatorial powers they have. So if you want to unleash another one of these, all we're going to do is prepare. All we're going to do is prepare. And that, folks, there you have it. Chuck, Steve, Dana Bash on CNN. That is the Biden administration policy, except no judgment. Prepare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.